Speechware Document 32. The Twofold Test of a Fortune. From an address delivered in Washington, D.C., at the unveiling of a statue to Major General George B. McClellan, May 2, 1907. If there is one thing which we should wish, as a nation, to avoid, it is the teaching of those who would reinforce the lower promptings of our hearts, and so teach us to seek only a life of effortless ease, of mere material comfort. The material development of this country, of which we have a right to be proud, provided that we keep our pride rational and within measure, brings with it certain great dangers, and one of those dangers is the confounding of means and ends. Material development means nothing to a nation as an end in itself. If America is to stand simply for the accumulation of what tells for comfort and luxury, then it will stand for little indeed when looked at through the vistas of the ages. America will stand for much, provided only that it treats material comfort, material luxury, and the means for acquiring such, as the foundation in which to build the real life, the life of spiritual and moral effort and achievement. The rich man who has done nothing but accumulate riches is entitled to but the scantiest consideration. To men of real power of discernment he is an object rather of contempt than of envy. The test of a fortune should be twofold, how it was earned, and how it is spent. It is with the nation, as it is with the individual. Looking back through history, the nation that we respect is invariably the nation that struggled, the nation that strove toward a high ideal, the nation that recognized in an obstacle something to be overcome and not something to be shirked. The nation is but the aggregate of the individuals, and what is true of national life is and must be true of each of us in his individual life. The man renders but a poor service to nation or to individual who preaches rest, ease, absence of endeavor, as what that nation or that individual should strive after.